Hi, my name is Nita Sonyaraj and I'm going to talk about a video on investigating trees. In the video, the teacher said that she came up with this topic due to the children's interest in nature. She at first did a small activity whereby she asked the children what they knew about trees. She then penned down whatever the children said on a piece of paper. Then she started to talk about the different parts of the tree. The children had discussions in class about the different parts of the trees, such as the stems, the roots, and the leaves. The children then went outdoors in groups to examine the trees with the teacher. The children touched the trees outside, such as the barks on the trees, the leaves, and also drew sketches of the trees. They also compared the sizes, shapes, and colors of the various leaves that they found outdoors. The teacher also read storybooks about the trees to the children. The children were very enthusiastic and excited to learn more about trees. The teacher had asked the children many open-ended questions, and the children answered them accordingly. The children also had questions about trees themselves. So as a class, they wrote a letter gathering all the questions they had and posted it to the tree expert who lives nearby. The tree expert then wrote back to them with all the answers that they needed. At the end, children were provided with materials to construct their own trees and combine it as one large tree as a class. They then hang it up as decorations on their classroom. The process skills that were involved in the activities were observing, recording, and communicating. What I learned from this is how one team, such as the one above, investigating trees, can actually have many different learning areas, such as literacy and numeracy. How it's actually being able to branch out to many different learning areas, such as literacy and numeracy, and also science like investigations. And one question that I have about inquiry-based learning would be, is it okay for the teacher to tell the children the answers to questions or prompt them, or is it a must for children to give answers by themselves before the teacher actually corrects the answers?